Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very big broadcast lined up for you today. If you go to the top of drugsreport.com, you see that Jade Helm is the top story. Texas bristles at Obama invasion. Fears fester. Rand Paul plays down comments on military exercise. Governor working to calm the public. I just so happened, as fate would have it, to be downtown this morning, and I ran into Daniel Hodge, the chief of staff for Governor Greg Abbott. And I talked to him a few weeks ago, but then I just so happened to run into him and talk to him for a few minutes. We're picturing him there behind the governor from the Texas Tribune photo. And I said, what do you think of this whole Jade Helm thing? He said, well, we just put out the facts. We're going to guard people's basic rights, and we're just moving on. The media wants to make stuff up they can. We're going to worry about the new legislature and trying to get more jobs to Texas and to keep taxes low. And I went on to talk about the hoax they ran, claiming that I wouldn't show up for this week with George Stephanopoulos. He had a fill-in guest yesterday. As if I wouldn't show up to a live TV program. They said it was live. They backed out of it. They said taped. I said no. Then they sent a car right before one text. Sent Nico a text 45 minutes before saying, where is he? Just classic. This is the type of dirty tricks these people run. I will go on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, any of these dinosaur media corporate outlets, anytime live. Everybody knows that. And I will clean the floor with you, just like I did Piers Morgan, and you know what happened to him. And it became the biggest, as voted by CNN and the LA Times and others, the biggest news event, the biggest particular news on the news, the biggest freak out. You can pull the articles up in that year, 2013. It was on every major channel for weeks. His ratings bumped for a week and a half from 1.5 million to over 3 million. And then he went into free fall because they can't handle it. There was a whole other segment coming up, and they kicked me out and had security throw me out because I cleaned the floor with him. But it doesn't matter. They just claim that I'm afraid to debate him. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Now, what's not hilarious is breaking and is coming up at the start of the next segment. ISIS terrorists threaten London attack. And I've explained to folks, I was there days after the 7/7 bombing in 2005. That was a pure patsy event with folks taking part in a drill who they set up and then later executed because some of them figured it out. And I made a whole film about it, Terror Storm, detailing it and proving it. ISIS is different. The West, funded with billions of dollars in the last 5 years and recruited hundreds of thousands of jihad fighters funded by Saudi Arabia and others in Qatar, they allow them to fly all over the world and to recruit and operate. And I've been predicting for 4 years ad nauseum every week, maybe somebody will put the clips together, where I said, we're funding them in Benghazi and Libya, we're funding them in Syria. It's going to blow back with attacks on the West, and they're going to use those attacks to take our liberties. I have said it not hundreds, but probably 500 times. Paul Watson joins us from London with these new developments. They've got photos of explosives, where they're going to hit. Their main recruiting base is London. They've been protected by MI6. This could be used to bring in real tyranny. Now, that said, something I was able to pull up this morning that we predicted and laid out, and it's not about saying, oh, look, we were right. It's about letting folks know that we're not making this stuff up. It's not about counting coup or keeping score. Cy Hirsch has come out and says the White House is lying about the killing of bin Laden. And I happen to have all the videos and news articles we did on May 2nd, the day after Obama said this in 2011. And so those clips are coming up. And then I said exactly what really happened and have the Navy SEAL families on. And then we talked to Cy Hirsch, by the way. He called us or emailed us about all this.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now a global story from Der Spiegel to the Financial Times of London to the Times of Tokyo. Texas bristles at Obama's invasion. I talked to the governor's chief of staff this morning, Mr. Hodge. I'll be telling you a little bit about that coming up towards the end of the hour. There's also this big controversy that, I mean, from Breitbart to ABC News, saying that I chickened out and would not show up to a debate with this week Stephanopoulos' show, which is just ridiculous. I mean, no one that's a listener believes that. It's all part of the deception of these people. A tissue of lies. Speaking of tissue of lies, the big news today is twofold. ISIS is saying imminent terror attack in London. That exclusive breakdown is at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to be talking to him in just one moment. So there is a lot to go over today. But if you go back to May 2nd, 2011, to Infowars.com, we're reposting this right now as we speak. Exclusive, Bin Laden dead, hoax exposed. Alex Jones, May 2nd, 2011, the day after Obama on May Day launched his socialist hoax, and that video has 1,071,819 views. You go to the next day, and there's a breakdown. And then the next week, May 11th, proof, Bin Laden death, another government lie, 911,000 views with Rob Dew and myself. Then Cy Hirsch begins to correspond with this office, with one of our investigative reporters via email, asking us questions about our Navy SEAL contacts. A few weeks later, he writes stories for the New Yorker magazine. Paul Watson wrote about the story. Cy Hirsch, Bin Laden raid, one big lie. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist slams pathetic U.S. media for failing to challenge White House. That's September 27th, 2013, roughly 2 years later. Today, Cy Hirsch comes out, and it's all over the international news. Hirsch, the White House is lying about the killing of Osama bin Laden, who reportedly died in 2011. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play some clips from our breakdown of this 4 years ago, the day after it happened, and compare that to now what Cy Hirsch is saying. Talking to Paul Watson over the phone today about writing an article about this, I won't even talk over the telephone about my sources. This is very dangerous. Just want you to know that. This isn't a game. And this is the kind of stuff you get killed for. The good news is a lot of these Navy SEAL families are now public, not just telling us privately or telling my family things privately. I have this from multiple sources, myself and through family in the military. I'm just going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there. But they killed those SEALs in that helicopter. They got rid of them. That's when the family, a few months later, started going public. I was sought out. Some of the families we had on later, and they concurred. They said, yes, the word is that bin Laden had already died of kidney failure in 2002. And this is what you heard from insiders like Pachinik and others as well. Steve Pachinik, Council on Foreign Relations. And that there was a bin Laden double in a Pakistani safe house, basically on house arrest, a half mile from their main national military headquarters. And there was no firefights, no nothing. The SEALs were sent in, and they killed the double. They began to question it with this body on board the helicopter. One helicopter was blown up trying to get rid of the SEALs to confuse things. And then they had to get rid of the rest of the team that was sent in a few months later with a helicopter that was set up to go into the ambush and to be blown up as well. And I was told directly by Navy SEALs, I'm just going to stop right there, that they knew there was a bomb on board. And their superiors were telling them, oh, Al-Qaeda must have gotten a bomb on board at your base. So I broke all this down. In fact, when I learned this, I shot a video in my car leaving the meeting. I was so concerned. And that video is up on Infowars.com. And you notice now, I told you the Situation Room video was fake. I told you they didn't have live feeds. I told you that it was all scripted. I told you that there was no burial at sea. And then they court-martialed over 100 people on the boat who've gone public and said there was no burial. It was all fake. Stratford emails got hacked. Stratford for the CIA was on the job trying to discredit me. They did that with a Cass Sunstein cognitive infiltration move, having their operatives claim that I work for them. to cover the fact they were trying to bring me down. I mean, I live a cloak and dagger life, and I'm not looking for trouble. I'm not looking for revolution. I just want my republic back. I want my Bill of Rights back. I want due process back. I don't want special interest hijacking the country, shining us on to tens of trillions of dollars that aren't our debt, and sinking the republic. And there's all these enemy programs trying to misrepresent who we are and what we say because the government listens to us. Good people in the military, in the Congress, in the state houses, listen. You got everybody from Rand Paul to Ted Cruz to Chuck Norris to Governor Abbott coming out and agreeing with me and saying, yes, there's a takeover of our military. They're being developed for a mission against the patriots. Louis Gohmert said it, the congressman, Chuck Norris, you name it. That's why we have a concern, because they admit the main mission training is shifting to domestic. And on the Jade Helm website, they admit that it's about conquering the human domain, sociology, anthropology, to understand their future adversary. That's what they're training for, America. Of course it has dual use. But that's what's happening, and we're forcing a debate about it. So I'll break all this down coming up. And I've said this many times, I'm in over my head. And we're all in over our heads. I mean, there's no way to track all of this. Now, I do want to get the article up on Infowars.com as a featured story. I came in before the show, and it was about 45 minutes ago. I gave the directive to flashback our articles and our videos from day one, from day two, to be technical. I need to get those up on Infowars.com, and then I need to get it tweeted out to everybody on the Cy Hirsch front. But you notice, over and over again, this continues to unfold and happen. And it is live now. Flashback. Seymour Hersh. The Bin Laden raid, one big lie. And if you scroll down more, into the article, you can see the videos that we shot on May 2nd, 2011, breaking it all down. And we specifically need to put those out as their own story. I mean, we just continue to call everything, and we're digging through all the videos. We're going to add the Navy SEAL family interviews, the names of who they said the body double was. We have it all. We know what happened from the Navy SEALs. They weren't able to kill. We're going to skip this network break because this information is so important. We take you now live to London, England, with our UK correspondent and editor-at-large of Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, I tell you, we keep talking about things accelerating, intensifying, with the expanded EU treaties, the TPP treaty. We've got major news on that. So much is happening. But first off, ISIS is a real Western-funded terror brigade. We know a SWAT, MI6, protected the head of the London bombing attack. It's following the same MO. They're showing photos and more of bombs, saying they're preparing to attack England, imminent attacks. Again, this is synthetic terror, but nevertheless real. From my view, we just saw what happened up in Dallas, in the suburb, Garland. Paul Joseph Watson from London, on the ground, joining us via audio Skype from the ground. What do you have to report for us?
Hi, Alex. Yeah, basically Twitter has exploded over the last couple of hours with three individuals in particular threatening directly an attack on London, naming the actual targets, posting pictures of suicide belts, BB bombs, nail bombs, and saying that they're going to hit London with this hashtag London attack. That's important. People may say, oh, well, this is just some idiots on Twitter. 15 minutes before the Garland attack last week, Texas attack, that hashtag was tweeted out by an individual linked to the attack. And Twitter only suspended that account the day after. These three individuals that are tweeting out these threats, since our story went up, only one of them has been suspended. One of them, another one, has blocked me. So I don't know whether his account's been suspended or not. It appears to be still be up. And then there's another one who is still active. And as Twitter suspends these accounts, new ones just keep popping up in their place. So they're brazenly out there on Twitter, these jihadists linked to ISIS, saying they're going to use suicide belts, nail bombs, to attack specific locations in London. They name Paddington Underground Station. They name Covent Garden, which is a popular tourist area in central London, and say that they're going to carry out these attacks. And these accounts, most of them are still active.
And they show what look like professional plastic explosive bombs jacketed with ball bearings and nails. And remember, Paul, I was there to make the film Terrorstorm 3 days after the London bombing. We have all the eyewitnesses. That was a setup where they had people set up in a drill. That in the old days, they would run drills and set up patsies, and the governments would stage them. Now they have their own jihadi armies. They've allowed Saudi Arabia to fund, who they allow to travel in and out of the U.S., England, and the rest of the EU. This is a real synthetic army, and I think these threats should be taken very, very seriously.
Well, here's the thing, Alex. When we struck Libya in 2011 with the United States, after that, they brought across a load of these jihadists from Libya, the same kind who are now leading the charge for ISIS. We had the video a couple of months ago about the leader of the LIFG fighting forces in Libya, which helped overthrow Gaddafi, is now leading ISIS in Libya. Well, some of those jihadists were brought across to Great Britain to be trained at military bases in Britain. There's all kinds of stories about how they were out raping people and all this kind of stuff. So now we've got jihadists threatening attacks in London. And again, we go back to my video, which I posted in the middle of December last year, saying ISIS attacks on Western countries were imminent. Up until then, there'd only really been one incident, which was the attack on the Canadian Parliament in October. Since then, we've had Paris, we've had the Sydney siege, we've had Copenhagen, and of course, last week we had Texas. So again, we put out that warning weeks before these attacks started taking place. And now they're all over Twitter again saying they're going to attack London, specific locations, taking photographs of the weapons and saying that this attack is coming soon.
And we know that the FBI had picked up these last two prison-recruited American jihadists who were being directed by ISIS and by Islamic State itself. And now they're saying they've got them in 48 states. They're ready to strike in 15. They're ready to strike because they've been allowed in. Paul, how many times did we write or cover on the radio or the news where I said 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago, that this jihad army that the West has funded, NATO has supported, and Saudi Arabia has trained and coddled, along with Turkey and others, was going to start striking the West, and that would be used to take our basic liberties in phase two of the fake terror war. And now it's happened exactly as I said it would. And again, listeners who are new need to see all this. I have my limited crew busy working on new news. We've tried for 2 years to create a radio log to write all this down. We need to search. About 3 years ago, where I kept saying they're going to use jihadi groups out of the Middle East now that are allowed to fly back and forth to attack. This is now happening, and the government thinks we're so dumb that they're now not going to get the blame for funding these groups to begin with. The good news is I saw mainstream news articles this week admitting that our government helped create ISIS and that it's just a new offshoot of Al-Qaeda. And then how can we have new terror attacks when they're going to leave the border wide open and let these jihadis fly back and forth? Remember, Paul, it was a SWAT who even Fox News had Justice Department officials on exposing the fact that the leader of the 7/7 bombings of the Patsies was MI6 and was protected. So it's just incredible, Paul, that this is going on.
And, you know, Alex, even before we started arming the so-called moderate Syrian rebels, François Hollande, the French president, admitted recently that he broke EU embargo laws to arm those rebels illegally before any of that happened. So we know it was already going on before that. Now we have reports, thousands of jihadists traveling from European countries into Syria and Iraq to join ISIS. And, of course, thousands more are remaining here, and they're going to be the ones that are carrying out these attacks.
It is a worldwide jihad directed by the globalist. And when it's all done, they'll be given the Middle East as their reward to Saudi Arabia. And the globalists will be given the West, who they've protected from the very terrorist that they helped wind up and release in our society. I mean, it's crystal clear. And I go back to 2.5 years ago when Senator Paul and Senator Cruz, following our lead and our listeners' lead, I've got to brag, folks, it was us again, just like Jade Hellman initiated the international debate. We forced, and the military joined us in tweeting out thousands of images with military, including non-commissioned officers and officers, holding up their pieces of paper saying, I will not fight for al-Qaeda in Syria. I will not fight for jihadis. I will not fight to do this. I will not be their air force. So now they just rebranded as ISIS and Islamic State. They've launched all these attacks, and I have predicted more than 500 times what is now happening. I have literally just left signposts up and red flags to the thousand winds. All of this ad nauseum until everyone was sick of hearing it. And now it appears that they are going to let these people launch this attack and then basically take our basic liberties. So we need, again, to have the military on Jade Helm and all of it come out and say, with signs they're holding up, we know Jade Helm is about going after the Tea Party. We need to expose it. And again, they want to use the military to say, how dare you be against the military? No, we're not against the military. We're against a mission that's unconstitutional. Shifting gears, Paul, I want to go back into al-Qaeda with their new name, because the public wasn't scared of al-Qaeda anymore, so now they're supposedly killing all their leadership in the last few months to give us the new bunch, the new generation of al-Qaeda. Same flag, same people, same funders. This time, though, it's a real proxy army. But what do you make of the Jade Helm coverage now going into the stratosphere? I mean, Bill Maher, The Daily Show, it's everywhere. And what does it sound to you, the story I told you, how I said, no, I'll only do live. Okay, you can do live. Well, now it's not live. We'll pick you up 3 hours before showtime to tape it. And I say, no, they don't respond back and then send a car 12 minutes before. I mean, what does that sound like to you?
Well, it sounds like they either screwed up or did it deliberately. But the thing about Jade Helm is, you know, where is the left? Most of this, you know, most of these demonization campaigns are coming from the left, people like John Stewart and others, who suddenly seem to not give a damn about militarization of police, martial law. There are several articles today stating that, you know, they were really up in arms after Bush began to take steps with the National Guard to turn that into more of a domestic law enforcement unit. Now it's a total conspiracy theory. That cannot possibly happen under Obama. So there's no concern whatsoever from the left about this. And in fact, now they're, you know, bringing up the conspiracy theorist trope to downplay any concern about this, when we know that it's also dual purpose. If you flip the Jade Helm map around to the side, this is also about occupying countries, not only in the Middle East, but also in Eastern Europe as we build up for this new Cold War.
That's right. It fits perfectly over Eastern Europe. It fits perfectly over the Middle East. Everything the globalists do is multifaceted. That's why they call it mastering the human domain. And then we go look at all those events on C-SPAN and other platforms, and it's an admission of the total takeover of the entire world. The main enemy, though, being veterans, gun owners, and others. And that's the problem that John Stewart and Stephanopoulos and all of them have, is that everybody who's informed has read the mainstream media's press saying, thank God the Pentagon's training to take on gun owners. Thank God they're training to take on the Tea Party and veterans. Thank God the IRS is auditing and arresting people who are conservatives. See, they have a problem. MSNBC goes on the air. I've seen it three times, and I barely monitor them. I've actually seen it live three times, them praise the IRS persecuting. I mean, these people are flaming totalitarians. And so everybody knows this is happening who has a brain. And it transcends right-wing or left-wing, Paul. I think they've jumped the shark on this.
Well, look at how the left reacted to Syria. Look at how they reacted to Libya. They were gung-ho for those humanitarian interventions. Now we have U.S. troops training Syrian rebels still. This came out just last week. to, quote, fight ISIS when the majority of those rebels went and joined Jabhat al-Nusra.
Stay there. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, that's mainstream news, but we said 4 years ago. See, everything we say, it just keeps coming true because it was already true. We know what we're talking about. We've got our
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It was the great American humorist, Mark Twain, who said, "Loyalty to the country always, loyalty to the government when it deserves it." If Mark Twain were alive today, I think he would quickly conclude that loyalty to our government lost its due right after 9/11.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that you could join us today for this Wednesday, July 25th, 2001 broadcast. Tyranny is enveloping the globe, and the United States is a shining jewel the globalists want to bring down, and they will use terrorism as the pretext to get it done. Look, we've seen the news stories that you've wanted to blow things up, that you have blown things up, and that you're saying that 4 million of us are going to die and we need martial law and the Associated Press at one of your little drills you had. And that we're aware of who the terrorists are if you pull this. This can stop this Hitlerian Reichstag event. I want to put the toll-free number up for Congress.
And I won't want you to believe Alex Jones. I want you to go get these news stories off my website. I want you to call these major newspapers. I want you to find out these statements were true by the White House about preparing for martial law. And I want you to let them know that if there is any terrorism, we know who to blame.
We have a Congress that has an approval rating that is no longer detectable by current technology. A growing public awareness that the war of drugs has been manufactured by the CIA and organized by the DEA.
If you want to collect content on the American, then a court order is issued.
They are not, the National Security Agency is not listening to Americans' phone calls, and it is not reading Americans' emails. None of this programs allow that. As a matter of fact, the Patriot Act and that part of that 702 says it is expressly prohibited by law that you can read and wholly surveil domestic email traffic in the United States.
Even if you're not doing anything wrong, you're being watched and recorded, and the storage capability of these systems increases every year consistently by orders of magnitude. You simply have to eventually fall under suspicion from somebody, even by a wrong call, and then they can use the system to go back in time and scrutinize every decision you've ever made and attack you on that basis to sort of derive suspicion from an innocent life and paint anyone in the context of a wrongdoer.
Government law enforcement, namely the FBI, NSA, DHS, and TSA, illegally read our correspondences and listen to our communications while sexually fondling our families, all in the name of national security, which pitifully adds up to national insecurity. We have a military that is exponentially raping female soldiers, wives of soldiers, and any female unfortunate enough to live near a military
base.
View.
I don't know how you can say that having 19,000 sexual assaults and rapes a year is discipline and order. I do not understand how you can say that of those 19,000 cases, to only have approximately 2,400 even reported, because the victims tell us that they are afraid to report because of retaliation and the blame they will get and the scorn they will get from their colleagues, is order and discipline. And I really cannot understand how 2,400 cases, only 240 of which go to trial, can be result in you believing that that authority is giving you discipline.
There is something that seems odd about the power to reject findings that came out of a jury in the absence of some major obvious problem.
Meanwhile, the quiet rollout of Bill Clinton's 1033 program, mushrooming into the NDAA, has been building the militarized police force Goliath, while genuine usurpers beat down a path to the highest branches of our government.
But I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
The problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
That is only the first 4 minutes of a 8-minute report that John Bowne did that aired on the Nightly News last week. Mark Twain would be ashamed to be an American today. It's on Infowars.com, and we're going to tweet it out again at Real Alex Jones. There's another very important interview that Leanne McAdoo did and then aired Friday on the Nightly News, and that was oldest World War II vet in the world. World's oldest World War II vet speaks out. He talks about the Second Amendment, you name it. Very interesting interview. We'll get that posted to InfoWars and Facebook and Twitter as well for TV and radio listeners. Shifting gears back into our top story, it all ties together. You have the West training the Free Syrian Army, which is 90% Al-Qaeda ISIS. We've had Colonel Schaefer on, others to document that. Now major think tanks, and I've got it here in my stack, have come out, Brookings, you name it, and said, yes, we confirmed, in fact, here's one of them, confirmed U.S. operation rooms backing Al-Qaeda in Syria. U.S. policy think tank Brookings Institution confirms that, contrary to propaganda, U.S. Saudi moderates and Turkey Qatar Islamicists have been coordinating all along. And then they're coordinating and commanding the groups in America, the U.K., and the EU. So do you understand? I've told you this 500 times in the last 4 years or more. 500 is conservative. And now I said you'll see him hit schools, convention centers, shopping malls, universities, things like that. And they won't have to have totally control groups. These are mentally ill bots hired by the jihadi commanders who themselves are funded and protected by the West and who can fly all over the world. Paul, this has reached outer limits on LSD. This has reached Twilight Zone on PCP. This has reached bonker land, DMT, crazy town, that our governments would do this publicly thinking they won't get caught or get in trouble. This is after the military figured out what was going on and said no 2 years ago. They just changed the name to ISIS, had them invade Iraq to resupply with our military ordered to drop stuff to the Kurds, but really it's to them. I mean, this is so transparent, so obvious. Cy Hirsch came out 2 years ago and said the whole bin Laden thing's fake, didn't happen. He got put under pressure. So now he's come out, the two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, and said, well, you know, they basically raided a safe house and, you know, shot him, but nobody else shot at him, and most of the story's not true, and those are stage photos, the Situation Room, blah, blah, blah. No, it's beyond that. Paul Watson finishing up with this and getting into the huge news of ISIS saying they're about to hit with imminent attacks, showing the bombs and the packaging of the shrapnel weapons, the fragmentation devices that they're going to use. This is unprecedented. And do you think this is a Western intelligence agency doing this to get more funding? Or do you think they're really about to green light their 200,000-man jihad force paid for by U.S., British, and EU taxpayers?
Well, there's kind of a disconnect, isn't there, Alex, where people say, well, you know, ISIS doesn't exist, it's all CIA, whatever, but we created these people by training the Syrian rebels in the first place, some of whom went on to join Jabhat al-Nusra, who then pledged allegiance to ISIS, so you can follow the trail. What's now emerging is these images of explosives, weapons, and suicide belts aren't to be found anywhere else on the internet, which suggests that these individuals on Twitter didn't just grab these pictures from Google Images and post them on Twitter. They're actual original images. And then one of the accounts that's making these threats is reportedly affiliated with another individual or an account affiliated with the Garland attack. Of course, we know that threat was tweeted out 15 minutes before the first shots were fired. So it appears that this is a genuine threat. It's not just wannabe ISIS sympathizers. It's actual terrorists who are tweeting out these images of explosives. Most of the accounts have now been suspended since we put our article out. But it's a drastic concern because we saw it happen just over a week ago in Garland.
And we had our Facebook suspended. It was going to be for a lengthy period, but backlash, they put it back up because we were exposing these groups. I mean, there's a clear bias against free speech. And folks, listen, the government knows what's going on. The establishment knows. Even the decompartmentalized, you know, groups out there don't really like what's happening. It's very small criminal groups that are doing this, and most of the government is compartmentalized. The reason this show is so popular amongst government around the world is they know we know what we're talking about. And imagine, they can't go anywhere else and hear these real issues actually broken down. But it's not because we're special. It's because the mainstream media is bought and paid for, and as the late Gore Vidal, who I had the pleasure to interview five different times, once in person, an amazing mind, to keep information from the public is the function of the corporate media, Gore Vidal. And boy, talk about the apple falling far from the tree. That's Al Gore's uncle. But he exposed 9/11 as an inside job. He exposed synthetic terror and how the West was funding jihadi groups. And now it's all come out, 14 years after we first broke it, that Saudi Arabia, bare minimum, was protected and allowed the attacks of 9/11 to take place and financed them. And for that, I was royally demonized, royally attacked. I had the system go after me at every single level. And I'm not here wanting you to say, oh, thank you, you're a hero. I want you to understand the intel we've got, the understanding we've got, the info we've got, the narrative we've got is dead bang on. We know the enemy. We know who they are. We know the globalist master plan. We know their long-term program. We know their tricks. We know their playbooks. We understand their operations. And that's why every day, 200 to 500 news articles misrepresenting, lying, building straw men, attacking us. The globalists are really freaked out because they know that we got their number. They know that people like Cy Hirsch were in communication with us, asking us questions about sources and things like that. They know I've got real sources. They've tried to dry them all up, but people are just sick of it and are talking. What do you think Governor Abbott knows? What do you think Senator Cruz knows? As much as I know, they know even more. And here's my job, and here's Paul Watson's job, and here's my great Cruz job. We're here to make it safe to talk about this stuff, to hit the barbed wire first, to lead the assault team in the info war, to take the machine gun nest, the pillbox. We're here to take the heat, walk point, come under attack, hit it, get everybody looking at the documents so that it's safe for everybody else to follow. And that's fine. I'm charging all the way in, leading the assault. But just understand, we are the tip of the spear, the very front line. And if we can hold the globalists back and expose their programs and expose the private Federal Reserve and expose the globalists and get other talk show hosts doing it and other writers and research doing it, there'll be so many of us, we'll reach critical mass, they can't stop us or shut us all down. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we've already crossed that point and the enemy was arrogant, and that's why they're freaking out right now. And listen, I'm angry behind the scenes. I'm frustrated. I want to do a better job. I want to reach more people. I want to be able to give you all the research and data. I want to defeat these people. This is real. This isn't a game. It's not an act. This is the real deal. Because I've looked at the enemy. I've looked in the enemy's eyes. I've studied the enemy. Paul Watson, spend a few minutes. We're going to let you go. I appreciate your time and the great work you're doing. You've been hammering out articles. You wrote a quick one while we were busy, when you were on hold for 20 minutes. Seymour Hirsch flashback, Bin Laden raid, one big lie. We're also posting separately where we expose the full hoax of the Bin Laden killing. We're going to post those interviews up to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Because quite frankly, I like Cy Hirsch. But we're the ones that exposed it day two. We're the ones that have the Navy SEAL families on. We're the ones that took the risk. And we're just so conservative about ourselves here that we won't even ever, ever talk about what we've done or what we've been right about. There is a law that I can't break somehow, like a force field to take where we said what was happening and ever expose that we were right. But we're going to break it today. The videos will go up in their own article on Infowars.com. Paul Watson, before we go to break, the state of the world, where do you think the elite are? What do you think is unfolding right now?
Well, geopolitically, they're pouring gasoline on the fire, Alex. I mean, look at this headline out of CBS from 4 days ago. U.S. troops begin training Syrian rebels to fight ISIS. After everything we've been through, after the Libya catastrophe, after the near mutiny in the U.S. military before the invasion, the attack on Syria, which was stalled at the last minute, they're still sending U.S. troops to train these rebels, flooding the region with weapons, arming the rebels who have defected to ISIS and these other jihadist groups time and time again. And then you look at what's happening in Ukraine. Wall Street Journal last month reported U.S. Army starts to train Ukraine units. you actually dig into who these units are, these brigades, it's the Azov Battalion, which like to string people up on crosses and set fire to them. We had the video last month literally nailing one of these separatist fighters to a cross, setting fire to him as he burned to death. Those are the people that U.S. troops are now training in Ukraine. They're doing the same thing with more bloodthirsty militants in Syria. So how could we be surprised that these attacks, which thankfully in the case of Garland have proven to be sporadic and limited so far, but how can we be surprised that these attacks are now going to be hitting the West after our own governments have encouraged this for years and years at every single turn?
And the motive is let them attack. Have the mainstream media never point out that our own governments funded them, created them, protected them, and allow them to attack, and then bet your bottom dollar we're going to be attacked when more attacks happen, Paul, for pointing out that our government allowed it to happen bare minimum.
And now these ISIS jihadists, here's a tweet. Americans take pride in carrying handguns. What's your little gun going to do when an IED explodes, spraying shrapnel faster than sound? So they're now demonizing the Second Amendment.
Oh, they're total cowards. Exactly. And our government's going to say, roll over, give your rights up when we get attacked. When we get attacked by their ISIS swabs, we're going to hold our traitorous government accountable. We're putting the narrative out now. We've been doing it for 4 years. So when your jihad force, globalist, hits America and the Europe, you're going to get the blame. You hear that, Obama? You hear that, Henry Kissinger? You hear that, all of you? Northcom, Southcom, you're going to get the blame.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Bye. Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your-
I'm looking at all this news. I know the globalist plan. I know what they're going to do, how they're going to take us over, how they're going to enslave us. I've already seen 80% of their plan put in place in the last 20-plus years. And I just knocked my microphone right off the table and broke it. Just involuntarily, because I'm so frustrated watching these crimes be committed, watching our prosperity, our security, our freedom destroyed. I have three children. Thank God we have a couple backup mics. I mean, this is real, folks. Do you understand? Our government's been hijacked. It funded Al-Qaeda to come in out of the East in Benghazi and to take over that country and to kill tens of thousands of innocent people, to destabilize it and destroy it. And they go, ooh, we screwed up. That's the plan for the whole Middle East. That's the plan for here. Our government's putting radicals in. They're giving the radicals their bounty for being part of 9/11 and taking the blame for that false flag. This is them being paid off. Saudi Arabia being given the whole Middle East, who were British intelligence. You can go to YouTube and just type in Alex Jones Breaks Down History of the Saudis from about a year ago, and I go over how they took over the whole Middle East, how they were going to attack us, what they're going to do. In fact, that's one place to find all this. How in 1903 they started. By 1933 they had the whole Middle East, British intelligence funding them. This is a plan. Paul Watson's wrote about it. We've broken it down, and we're seeing it. Paul, that's when I knew. They were giving them real weapons, recruiting out of the West, letting them fly back and forth. It was so clear. How do they launch the next terror wave? How do they make it bigger than 9/11? Well, you just turn loose tens of thousands of jihadis in your country and then let them hit you. Paul, do you think the establishment in closing can get away with this?
Well, yeah, if they continue doing it, I don't see what's stopping them. I mean, we've got politically correct concern about, oh, there are these thousands of young people, impressionable young people, going over to Syria to fight for ISIS. How are we going to get them back? Why the hell would we want them back?
That's right. There's BBC articles about we need to bring back the jihadis and put them through a seminar to de-radicalize them. That's the cover to bring them back to attack, Paul.
It's amazing.
I got an idea. They're over there blowing up churches and killing people. How about we grab them when they come back, and if they've committed crimes, how about we give them a trial and execute their ass for war crimes? How about a Nuremberg trial? And how about a Nuremberg trial for the people that trained them in our government? How about that, Paul? That's what sounds good to me.
And then the whole narrative in the media is, you know, Pamela Geller was being provocative for drawing these cartoons. It's not about the frigging cartoons when you've got ISIS members who are linked to the Garland attack, openly threatening to attack London, giving precise locations, and CNN still, you know, impugning Pamela Geller for holding this Muhammad art exhibit. So we can't rely on the mainstream media to draw attention to any of this because they've failed to do so time and time again. In the interest of political correctness, where any criticism of Islam is treated as a hate crime, as Islamophobia.
Meanwhile, Kurt Nimmo's got the headline, dubious ISIS terror threat as Patriot Act comes up for reauthorization. I agree with that overall, but no, it's terror wind-up toy released to menace America into accepting the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. Paul Watson, thank you so much. Great job. We'll be back with the second hour. And David Icke, stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.